Hallelujah, Lord. We love you. We appreciate you. I love you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, God. Blessed be your name. One more time. I'm wondering if we can just slip our hands in the air. Just begin to love on the name. Just begin to love on Jesus. Come on, love on him like he loved on us. Come on, before he knew we were ever going to answer the call, he died on a cross for your sins and mine. If we could just love on him today. Lord, I love you. I appreciate you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, God. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Lord, I love you. I appreciate you. Lord, I worship you today, God. I humble myself before you, Lord. I'm nothing without you today. God, I wouldn't be here without you, Lord. I give my all to you, Jesus. I worship you today, God. I magnify your name. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, God. I appreciate you today, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Is there anybody here that loves the name of Jesus? Is there anybody here that just loves the name on Jesus? Look, whether I'm in trouble or not, I love to call on his name. The Bible said he's as close as a whisper. He's closer than any brother, any spouse, any friend. God is there. I love him so much. I want to welcome you today. If you might have stumbled in after the welcome this morning, I just want to welcome you to First United Pentecostal Church here in Sumter. We're so glad you're here, whether you're in person or online. We're just happy to have you here worshiping with us. The Bible says where two or three are gathered together, he'll be in the midst. And so I'm glad that you're able to join us and worship with us today. I tell you what, you may be seated. I'm not going to be before you long. If our ushers could come, I want to give you an opportunity to give if you came intending to do so. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. We're training them up early. Our youngest usher right there. Thank you, Jesus. While the ushers are doing that, I want to take the opportunity. Many of you were gone last week after service. We were here for a little time afterwards, as we normally do. Me and my wife are usually the last ones to leave, but luckily that trend has been in our favor, because after service, Brother Don talked to Pastor Smith, and they were able to answer a few questions and appreciate what he did. I got some gist of the story, and I love the passion and the zeal and the desire. But after they got done talking, the story I got is like, well, Pastor, you're about to leave, right? And he said, yeah. He said, well, can we do it today? And so, Brother Don, I want to invite you up, man. I got a little certificate here for your baptism last week. He got baptized last week. And so I want to give this to you. Come on up here, my friend. Appreciate you. And so I want to ask you, how do you feel?
Good.
So this is my new buddy, man. I appreciate him and his family and got some time to spend with them. And so I know you won't ever forget it, but just so you got it. So now you can frame that or put it someplace special. So now you know the date. But I'm telling you, God is changing lives. Come on, one soul at a time. I'm so thankful that God is still in the saving business. I'm so thankful that I got saved and you got saved and God is still saving. Amen. Amen. So I appreciate them and just want to welcome them and their family. So if you haven't had a chance or got a chance to meet them, please do so. Excellent family, lovely people. Our ushers will come on up. We'll pray over this and then I'll get out the way. I've probably already taken up too much time. You guys will join me and let's just pray over this. Lord, we appreciate you. We thank you for the many blessings that you poured out upon us. God, we're asking that you would take this, Lord, that you would do what only you can and multiply it. God, put it where it needs to go. Give us wisdom and guidance, God. I ask that you would let blessings be poured out upon your people. Continue to flow through us, God, that we may give, that you give to us. We give you the glory and the honor today, and we exalt your name, God. I magnify you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, sir. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. If any of you are looking for our pastor and his wife, they were able to get away for a little while, and so definitely continue to keep them in your prayers as they travel. I think they talked to Heather this morning or via text, and so they made it to their destination, so continue to keep them in your prayer. I also want to remind you, we have prayer revival this week starting on Wednesday, and
and it's for everybody. So there will be no ladies' prayer tomorrow night. Tuesday is a holiday. So enjoy your 4th of July. But on Wednesday, starting at 7 o'clock, from 7 to 8, we'll have prayer Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for everybody. So it won't be a men's night, ladies' night, everybody night. It's an everybody, everybody, everybody night. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So if you are free, please come out. We're expecting God to do great things. We just want to tear down some chains and break some chains and tear down some walls and just praying in the name of Jesus. So if you can join us, please be here 7 to 8 o'clock. We're not going to take up much of your time if you're available Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Other than that, I think that's the only announcement I have. If you are going to Youth Congress, and I've already spoken with you in our many, many, many meetings that we've had over here, I need to get with you today. If you can meet with me, perhaps in my classroom, just to go over some quick stuff and get some numbers and give you some numbers, I would appreciate that. So what I would like to do now is invite a good friend of mine up. I got the opportunity and chance to go see this young man preach. He didn't know I was going to pop up on him when he was in Hartsville, and he preached the house down, and so I'm expecting great things from him today through God Almighty. And so if you'll get behind him and just worship with him and agree with him and what God has given him, I know that God's going to do something mighty in this house, and I'm excited and expecting to hear what he's going to say today. So if you'll give the Lord a great big round of applause, not Sam, but the Lord, a great big round of applause as he takes over.
Praise the Lord, church. Thank you, Brother Porter. Appreciate my pastor and his wife in their absence. Appreciate this church. Let me say that. I appreciate this church. Last couple times I've preached, it hasn't been behind this pulpit, but there's something about coming home, Brother Wisner. Something about coming home. You know, this is where I grew up. Me, Brother Porter, Josh, we were on a text thread, and we was talking. I said, we can go back to the trailers. And I'm not talking about any other trailer. I'm talking about the white trailer. I had Sunday school in the trailers. Sister Charlotte was my teacher. I go way back. And I owe this church everything. If I ever become anything, it's because of this church. It's because, you know, Brother Porter talked about I don't know what message he listened to when he came over, if he said, I preached your house down. But I'm just thankful for this church because there was several people who lifted us up in prayer those three nights that we were over in Hartsville, and God had his way over there. It's nothing like the people of God being friends. And I want to welcome all our guests and visitors. I've got a special friend who is here today, and he told me not to say his name, but since I have the microphone, I can do what I so choose to do. My good friend Terrence Scriven, we go way, way back to high school. I'm appreciative of him slipping over here today and being with us in the house of God. And if we can just stand in reverence to the word of God. We're going to go to three scriptures, and I'll let you be seated. But I hope that you won't. You can sit down on me, but just don't sit down on God. There's a difference. You can sit down on me, but don't sit down on God. And whether you say amen or not, it don't matter. I can preach in a library, or it's quiet. And I'm going to be on my best behavior this morning, and I would be remiss because I see my wife giving me the eye, and I had it written, but I did not follow my notes. I would be remiss if I did not say anything about my son and his daughter-in-law. I'm glad that they are here. He's disappointed because he wanted the bishop to be preaching. He's disappointed that the bishop is not here. John chapter 8, verse 32. Then we're going to slip over to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. And then we're going to read in Luke chapter 4. I said 8:32, but it's 8:36 actually. And this is Jesus speaking. And it reads, if the Son therefore shall make you free. You shall be free indeed. You shall be free indeed. Then 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. And if you were in the old building, we had this scripture up. Now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Then Luke chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. And this is Jesus speaking, and it reads, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." This day. Not tomorrow, Brother Wisner. Not next week. But this day. And I stopped by this morning to preach a simple message. I am free. You may not be free, and at the end of this message, we're gonna work on that. But I stopped by to preach, I am free. Come on, how many? Come on. I can already tell that you over here gonna preach with me. Come on. Come on, I am free. Come on, Brother Topolsky. Come on, I am free. He set me free. Oh, he set me free. You may be seated. Come on, it's not, let me tell you something. It's not going to take me long to get warm. You can sit down, Amanda. You can sit down. It's not going to take me long. Thank you, Sister Queenie. Thank you. It's not going to take me long. Come on. You know, on July the 4th, you know, people are already celebrating, you know, July the 4th. And, you know, and that is a special holiday that we celebrate our independence from Great Britain. And it is important. But more important than us celebrating our independence from Great Britain, we need to celebrate our independence from no longer being bound. We're no longer slaves. Come on, we're no longer slaves to sin. Come on, those places that I used to go, come on, I don't go no more. Come on, those things that I used to do. Come on, somebody, I am free. I am free. I'm free. I am free. Come on, come on. And freedom isn't free. And freedom wasn't free. But Jesus Christ paid the ultimate sacrifice that you could be free. You don't have to live in bondage. You don't have to live in slavery. You don't have to take a pill to wake up, a pill to go to bed. You don't have to have come on, somebody. You don't have to take a bottle. Come on. You don't need drugs. Come on, but he paid the ultimate sacrifice. When he died on the cross, he did it for you and for me. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter what side of the tracks you was brought up on. Come on, we all got to come to the foot of the cross, and we're all equal at the foot of the cross. It doesn't matter if you're black. It doesn't matter if you're white. I don't care if you're purple. We're all equal. Big, little, were all equal in his sight. And he loved us so much that he went to the cross for my sins and your sins. And if you were the only person in the world, he still would have went to the cross and he still would have died for you that you may have life and life more abundantly. That's the God that we serve. Come on, he went to the cross, but he didn't stay there. Early on that first Easter Sunday morning, he got up with keys to death, hell, and the grave. And he says, I gotta go away, but if I go away, I'm gonna send a comforter, and the comforter is the Holy Ghost that will lead you and to guide you into all truth. Come on, we're free today. Come on, we're free. Come on, God has brought us a mighty long way. Come on, he's brought us, and it's not because of anything that we have done. It's not because of our righteousness, but it's because of his righteousness. It doesn't matter how much money we have, we couldn't pay the price for what he paid for us. He made the ultimate sacrifice that we could be free. And if you're not free this morning, you can be set free. Come on, you can be set free. When you go home, you can go home a different way. You can go home with the Prince of Peace that passes all understanding. And when you go to work tomorrow, the people at work will be able to tell a change. Your family will be able to tell a change. You won't have to tell them anything, but they know that you have been set free. Come on, somebody. You won't have to open up your mouth. It'll be written all over your face. But some of our problem is we've been saved too long. I'm coming for you. We've been saved too long. And we want to sanitize our testimony. We don't want to tell anybody what God has done for us. Come on, we shouldn't give glory to the devil, but we need to give glory to God for what he has brought us from. Come on, he reached down into the muck and the mire, and he took us out. Come on, somebody. Some of y'all couldn't wake up without the bottle, and you couldn't go. Come on, somebody. You had to get your fix. But now our fix is in Jesus. Come on. You won't ever be able to get that high that you used to try for. But we can get high on the Holy Ghost. Come on, when's the Lord? Come on. When's the last time that we had to carry somebody out drunk in the Holy Ghost? Come on, we still serve the same God. He's the same yesterday, today. He's the same. It's us who change him. He's the same. The same God. He holds the same power. We want to sanitize our testimony. Well, you know, God is good, and he's brought me from a mighty long way. Bless his holy name. But when you get together with your friends, you're not all quiet. Well, the porter is never quiet. I'm not saying we all got to swing from the chandeliers, because as I get older, but We still got to tell somebody, Brother Topolsky, come on, what God has done for us. Because he's brought us from a mighty long way, and he's still working on us. Come on, somebody, he's still working. Come on, he's still working on us, and he's still working on your family. Come on, somebody, if you got a backslidden child, don't you stop praying. If you got a backslidden parent, don't you stop praying. If you got a backslidden brother, come on, because he's still the same. He said, train up a child in the way that they should go. Come on. And when they're old, they won't depart. Don't you stop. Our prayers never die. Our prayers never die. He can't answer a prayer that's never been prayed. But you keep praying. You keep fasting. You keep praying. You keep fasting. Prayer works. Come on, somebody. Prayer works. Prayers. I said prayer still works. I said prayer still works. And we're going to pray this week. I said we're going to pray. And Brother Porter said, if you can make it out. It is expected of you on Wednesday night to make it out, because that's our normal church service. So let me just throw that out there. And if you don't come, you're going to miss something. I'm going to go ahead and tell you. You're going to miss it. And if you miss on Thursday, you're going to miss it. And if, why? Because prayer still works. Prayer still works. Prayer still works. Works. Come on. We need to saturate this place with prayer. So much when those teachers hit this pulpit next Sunday, when Brother Porter steps up there doing the 10:50 service, that this place will be so saturated. Come on, then we're going to come back at 9:30 on next Sunday. Yeah, we still pray at 9:30. Amen. And we still pray at 10:50. It's not just Sister Butler who prays. It's not just the bishop. Come on, come on. I know you're ready for me to get off of prayer. But prayer still works. Prayer still changes things. Come on. Come on. Somebody prayed for me. Somebody prayed for you. Somebody prayed for your mama who brought you to church. Somebody prayed for your daddy. Come on, somebody. Prayer still works. When the man of God can't preach, let him pray. When the praise singers fail, let him pray. Prayer still works. Prayer still moves a God who can set you free. I'm coming back to it. Come on. Prayer still moves a God who can set you free today. Today is the day of salvation. Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man will open up, I will come in and I will sup with him. You don't have to go home the way you came. Come on, somebody. You can go home healed. You can go home set free. You can go home. Come on, somebody. Come on. Just because the bishop ain't here don't mean we can't baptize. Come on, somebody. We got enough preachers around here who can put somebody down in the water. Come on, because prayer still works. God is still moving. Come on, God is not asleep. God is not dead. Come on, he is standing by, and he's, come on. And he's wondering, what do you want? And yes, he knows everything. Do you not know when he was going in the Bible and blind Bartimaeus came and Jesus asked him, what do you want? Not because Jesus didn't know. Trust and believe, Jesus knows, but he wants to know what you're going to say. And if blind Bartimaeus would have said, just give me some alms, I believe that Jesus would have told his disciples, give him some alms. But he said, that I might receive my sight. And none of us may be blind this morning physically, but some of us are blind spiritually. Come on, the devil has, come on, somebody. The devil has blinded you. Come on, the devil has put fear in you, and I'm coming against the spirit of fear right now. Come on. The spirit of fear will not stay in this house. Come on, you're fearful. Come on. Fear causes torment, but perfect love casts out all fear. Not some, not a little bit, but all fear. Come on. You're fearful what the doctor's going to tell you. You're fearful what your job's going to tell you. You're fearful what you, come on, somebody. Come on. I'm. But God loves you, and he's sitting this preacher by to tell you that fear does not live here no longer. I said fear does not. Fear, come on, does not live here any longer. Come on. I don't care what the devil said. The devil is a liar and the father of lies. Everything, not some things, everything he has told you is a lie. Not some things. He told you that you're not going to make it. That's a lie. He told you that your son's not coming back. That's a lie. He told you that your family's not coming back. That's a, come on, somebody. I don't care what he told you. I know that I serve the peace speaker, and I know him by name. And when he says, come on, somebody, when he says peace be, come on, somebody, come on, come on. When he says peace be still, when he says we're going over to the other side, I don't care what comes. I don't care what goes. I don't care who gets in the ship with you. If they the devil, they got to go with you. Because if he said we're going over to the other side, Brother Wise, are we going over to the other side? Come on, we still serve the Almighty God. And he's still in the miracle working business. Come on, his miracles have not stopped. They have. You have come too late to tell me that my God does not still work miracles. You have come, come on somebody, you have come too late. I don't listen to that. Too late. Come on, he's still a miracle working God. Come on, but what about what the doctor said? I don't care. Come on, what about what your job said? I don't care. Come on, God can still do it. He can, and he will. He can, and he will. He can, and he will. He has, and he will. I said he has, and he will. I said he has, and he will. I said he can and he will. I don't know what you came to the house of God needed. I don't know what you're bound up, tied up with. Come on. I'm off of my notes. I'm just going to flow in the Holy Ghost. I don't know what you need.
but I know a God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And we know what the power comes from, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Come on. You don't have to go home the same way. You're going home different. Things are not going to be the same when you go home. Things will... You're going home free. I said you're going home free. You're going home delivered. You're going home set free. Come on, there is still power in the name of Jesus. I said there's still power in the name. There is still power in the name of Jesus. Show me your problem and I'll show you my Jesus. Come on, show you my sickness. Come on, show you my sickness and I'll show you. There's no devil in hell who can stop God. I said, there's no devil. He is still the Lord of Lords, and he's still the King of Kings. I'm free. I'm free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is rested. It's just a blessing. Praise the Lord. In the Bible where he says and he healed them all. And I don't believe everywhere in the Bible where it talks about healing that it's just talking about a physical need. But he does want to heal our body, Brother Wisner. But he wants to heal our mind. He wants to heal our soul. Come on. Good thing about God, what I love about him, is why he's over here touching Sister Annie. He can be over there touching Sister Viola while he's touching Brother Josh in the back. That's the kind of God that we serve. Come on, that's the kind of God that we serve. But we heard about it in Sunday school. He's a perfect gentleman, and he's not going to force himself on you. He's not going to make you do anything. And nobody in this church is going to make you do anything. But if you want to touch, you want something from him, you got to respond. I said, you got to respond. And sometimes, Brother Wisner, you may not be able to respond, but you got four friends who say, I've got to get my friend to Jesus, and I got to get him to Jesus, and we'll tear the roof off of the church. Or you got to be like the woman with the issue of blood that says, if I got to crawl to him. I gotta just, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. Come on, somebody, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? How bad do you want Jesus to go home with you? How bad do you want him to touch your knee? Oh, I'm shy, okay? Sit there and be shy and go home the same way you came. But if you want a touch from the man, come on, somebody. I'm clothed, this is my second clothes. If you want something from him, you got to respond. You got to respond. He's here, and he wants to do something for you. But you got to respond. The altars are open. I'm getting ready to be quiet. I said the altars are open. And if you want to, come on, somebody. If you want to touch him, if you want him to put his hand on you one more time, come on, reach out and touch him as he passes by. Come on, you'll find that he's, come on, somebody, not too busy.